Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thankful to the Most High for every ear that he brings near, and I thank you all again for listening. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I'm very thankful for this opportunity to be back with you here again. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that under his cause, for his purpose, even for the redemption of his people, the reconciliation of his people, the healing of his people, the awakening of his people, he has told me that for him, yes, he's told me directly that for him I have some very important things for him that I must do. And he told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. When you told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for him that which I must do for him, he said I would surely have his protection and his guidance. For that, I am utmost thankful. For Most High has told me, yes, indeed he has told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could. Yes, indeed, some of everything they could. Even since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, yes, I say if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. But you must know, my brothers and sisters, that which the Most High has confirmed is a covenant. I said that which the Most High has confirmed is a covenant. It's already confirmed, sealed, signed with his name, approval. Yes, my brothers and sisters, from the very foundation of the world. To discern that, many of you know John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word. That Word is with Yah. That Word is sealed. That Word has the holy name. And that Word, my brothers and sisters, is indeed eternal. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed. You must understand what it means when it says it in the book of Hebrews. I said in the book of Hebrews, fourth chapter, we must discern what it means. It says, Hebrews 4 and 3, for we which have believed will enter into rest. And we believe, yeah, we will seek after absolutely what is his pure and perfect will unto peace. But he has sworn, knowing that he has sworn in his wrath. Perhaps to understand that, we need to go back a little bit. Most High sworn in his wrath that only those of our brothers and sisters who would know his ways shall enter into his rest. Let's go back a little bit third chapter, where it says concerning those who would not hearken to him. You know, all my brothers and sisters, there's a lot about that to be understood. And to whom, 3 and 8 Hebrews, it says, and to whom swear he that they should not enter his rest, but them that believe not. One scripture said this is a people who would not know his ways. Therefore he swore they would not enter into his rest. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say it to you this way. Most High has a plan. He has a plan, my brothers and sisters, after which this world shall have peace. Hebrews 3 and 10. Wherefore, I was grieved with that generation. That generation that says at 3 and 9 provoked him, though they saw his works, saw his ways. He revealed to them his ways for 40 years. Wherefore, he said, I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart. They have not known, would not know his ways. So I swore my wrath. They shall not enter into his rest. Means, my brothers and sisters, since the scripture says further on in the fourth chapter, that the works of Yah, the plan of Yah, the way of salvation, the Most High has declared, it's foreordained from the very foundation of the world. He didn't say he would confirm, that he would approve, that he would sanction, that he would seal with his name, my brothers and sisters, any other concept of righteousness but his own. Hebrews 3:14 said, we are made partakers with Messiah if from the beginning to the end we hold steadfast to this true covenant. Said today concerning the Sabbath, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts in the provocation. Many of you, it would be a delight to understand that Hebrews 3:15 comes from Psalm 95, which is traditionally known as a psalm for a Sabbath day. Well, Think about what it means then, my brothers and sisters. Think about what it means. It says at Hebrews 4:3, the works of Yah are finished, completed, sealed, confirmed from the foundation of the world. My brothers and sisters, I have to ask a question. I have to make an acknowledgement. When Israel came out of Egypt, what did the Most High tell them? When Israel came out of Egypt, he told them that he is the Most High who leads his people out of the land of Egypt. If you will, my brothers, this is out of the house of bondage. It is bondage, my brothers and sisters, if your mind is shut down, enslaved, and wearied, that when the truth comes, you cannot believe it to truly be set free because of the multitude of contradictions, confusion that men have believed, the misorientation of this world that men have believed. Every lie a man believes is an obstacle. Yes, my brothers and sisters, an obstacle that threatens the soul of man, unable to believe, unable to receive, unable to perceive the greater dimensions, righteousness and truth. So he said, he is the Most High who leads his people out of the land of Egypt. How about off in the midst of all this confusion that's in the world? He says you should have no other God but he. It means if he reveals himself, and he has revealed himself, my brothers and sisters, to mankind, and mankind was told from the very beginning, even in the garden, before coming out of Egypt, don't turn away unless you surely die. Unless you fall away from the hope of eternal life. He said, you should have no other standard then but he is. He said, you shouldn't worship any idol and nothing after your own imaginations. Nothing created after your own imagination. You should make sure you make a god of it. Talking about those first four commands. He said, you should not take his name in vain. Most time when I come blameless, the man who does it. He said, you should keep his Shabbat. Remember to keep his Shabbat. In other words, remember all that is to be remembered. The holy day that is called the Shabbat. My brothers and sisters, the Most High desires that his people would preserve, hold on to, discern, even be consecrated according to the purity of his word forever. All that he has commanded. In fact, again, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us what the Most High has confirmed, what he has approved, what he will seal in the minds and hearts of men is a covenant that was confirmed, made complete from the foundation of the world. Well, much about this needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters. Do we really believe when Rome began to, as they say, call upon the name of the Most High? Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, when they came out, well, let's just say when Rome, very much so like Israel coming out of Egypt. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Romans had pure and perfect intent not to profane the holy name? In other words, scripture says you should not take his name in vain. You should not associate his name with any vanity, any partiality, any pollution, any perversion of any kind. You should not associate the holy name, my brothers and sisters, with any man's lies. The holy name, my brothers and sisters, is a confirming seal. The Most High, think about it. Says Messiah has a name, had upon him a name written, has upon him a name written in judgment, which no man knows but he himself. He calls his name the Word of Yah. It means he comprehends the Word of Yah as a dimension beyond all the nations, that those who believe in him shall exceed the unrighteousness of a multitude of worldly misrepresentatives. They claim, my brothers and sisters, to have favor with Yah. They claim to have the power to complete your soul. But my brothers and sisters, all prophecy relates again and again. The Messiah himself will return to restore genuine, faithful conscience unto mankind at a level and a dimension of righteousness, conscience, order, justice before Yah at a level transcendent to all the nations. That's why the scripture says, out of his mouth comes a sharp two-edged sword with which he should smite the nation. He said he would rule the nation with a rod of iron, absolute discipline. A word, my brothers and sisters, that declares a very fine line between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. In fact, my brothers and sisters, he would declare what indeed is the word of the living Yah. Difference between soul and spirit. In other words, to get my point, personal opinion, personal ideals and agenda. And my brothers and sisters, what indeed is the result of man being taught fully after the spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it, that reproves all the partialities and pollutions that have divided mankind. The purity and completion, my brothers and sisters, offers only one choice. And it is the word from above, my brothers and sisters, that transcends all the divisions of all the nations, whereby men have forgotten that the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that man does not find favor with Yah, nor does he find access, saying that he believes Yah, after the confusion of this world. Do I need to repeat that? It is not by trust in the confusions of this world that man finds favor with Yah. In fact, it is written, faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Do men really believe they have faith in him according to a multitude of worldly contradictions? Do men really believe they have peace with Yah after a multitude of diverse standards which don't have peace with one another? He said, come, let us reason together with him. In fact, my brothers and sisters, when the scriptures speak of it in Isaiah 41, it says, he would say, keep silence before me, all you isles. Listen to me, all you nations. Let my people renew their strength. Let them come near for judgment. How about let them come near to reason together after a wisdom that the Most High himself has confirmed that they neither stumble nor sleep. All my brothers and sisters, that they be renewed beyond all the misconceits of all the rulers. And scripture says that very selfsame one, the Most High said he would call. Yeah. The one that he calls the righteous one, likened to the rising sun. Suddenly, my brothers and sisters, appears with a light that the whole world has sought to obscure. A light, my brothers and sisters, that in its rising reveals all the wisdom, my brothers and sisters, the world has chosen to ignore. The Most High told me directly when he said to me these words. He said the greatest wisdom is not what people think or presume they know or call knowledge. He said to me, greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving full consideration of all that he has spoken. He told me that's not wisdom. That's not wise at all. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we discern the reality. There are no contradictions in faith. In fact, the scriptures tell us, beware, because not all have heard, preached, known. Indeed, what is the preaching of the gospel? Did you hear me? What does this mean? When it says faith therefore comes by hearing, and it means a word from Yah. It means what the whole world won't preach, you must receive from Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, what it's saying is that in so many ways that in order to believe Yah, you must discern that this whole world has been blinded by a massive contradiction. Messiah said in John 7:7, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me, because I testify, my testimony is that the works of this world, the conceits of this world, the designs, the constructs, the presumptuous ideals of this world, he said, are evil, a perversion, deviation, deception, that you do not perceive. He said his people have been wearied, my brothers and sisters. What it's saying is that men have so believed the variant ideals of men, that they have been rendered in so many ways desirous not to understand that they have been deceived upon faulty foundations. Many have preferred to believe the lie and the liar than believe they personally have been deceived. and men striving to maintain illusions. My brothers and sisters have been predisposed to even mock the Most High. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, when Israel came out of Egypt, Most High warned them, don't take his name and put it upon anybody's vanity. Don't take his name and put it upon any of your illusions. In fact, I remember scriptures like those at Isaiah 30. It says, woe to those who take counsel but not from him, who offer offerings but not of his spirit. How about not true to his name? How about which caused provocation among the people, and that they caused men using his name to deny him? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. We know, who are wise, that such customs, Easter, Christmas, Sunday, Mardi Gras, Valentine's Day, Lupercalia, all these traditions, my brothers and sisters, are not holy before Yah. They are the traditions of men. My brothers and sisters, Messiah said, you worship me in vain when you keep the doctrines, the commandments of men. Read it for yourself in Matthew 15:6-9. He warned, my brothers and sisters, you don't take the name of the Most High and put it upon anybody's lies. Say, whoever does this shall not be counted blameless. Shall men then say, my brothers and sisters, in spite of this fact, that because somebody told them that an unclean thing was holy, then the Most High will accept what they do? If that were true, my brothers and sisters, the Most High would have nothing with which to judge the world. He said his Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, bring all things to remembrance. How about refine man beyond every lie? Should be man's first application, first design and desire. Not to lie, but to walk according to what truly represents the righteousness of Yah. He said, if you love me, keep my word. He didn't say lie against his word. He said, keep his commandments, and he would reveal himself. How about my brothers and sisters, so that you learn how not to lie? That you overcome the misconceits of this world that is called wise. I have to ask the question, so much what men have believed. Is it what Yah has confirmed? Or is it the result of man's provocative forgery? Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? So much what men have believed. 45,000 denominations in this world. Most High said he would confirm it first. 144,000 of the tribes of Israel. Wow. Well, there are more than 144,000, my brothers and sisters, of the tribes of Israel that are among the multitude of institutions, denominations, yes, congregations and churches among the nations. He didn't say he would confirm at first everyone, but at first a few. That in itself declares to us, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has not confirmed, nor has he sanctioned everything which men have believed. Scripture talks about that 144,000 ultimately being at first a beacon of light to all the nations. First to the Jew, then to the Gentile, it says in the book of Romans. You'll find the same idea in Isaiah 49. Messiah himself confirmed with the name of the Most High from the birth, saying, listen to me, O Isles, hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name, to reveal his glory, reveal what is honorable before him. I said Isaiah 49. Scripture speaks of him, saying, my brothers and sisters, he made his mouth like a sharp sword, made him a chosen arrow. How about a chosen bowman? What the scripture says, he'd make the nations dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. The rulers of the nations will be exposed, my brothers and sisters, by the accuracy and the surety of his word. Every manner of hypocritical compromise. It means, my brothers and sisters, that man and choose to believe that the multitude of contradictions we see in this world are work of the Holy Spirit. Whoever would believe such a thing, my brothers and sisters, has not believed Yah. You can't believe a multitude of contradictions and believe the Most High at the same time. No contradictions in the gift of Yah. No contradictions, no confusion, my brothers and sisters, in what is true faith. The Most High grants as a gift. The light of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is an invariant light. No variableness, no shadow of changing. It's not in having been confirmed, humbled, disciplined in the gift of the Holy Spirit that we see a multitude of differences. You don't get to Yah, my brothers and sisters, like I said, trusting in a multitude of confusions. That is not what he is pleased with. I even dare to say, my brothers and sisters, if you can believe a multitude of contradictions are true, then you don't believe Yah. Do I need to say that again? I said, if you can believe a multitude of contradictions, you don't believe Yah. There's a difference, my brothers and sisters, between Eastern monotheist philosophy, far beyond philosophy. And Western, I said Eastern monotheist, how about this? True theology that the Most High gave to his people in the East. And Western philosophy, big difference. Those of the West who worship the multitude of all kind of different gods, full entire pantheon of false gods that constantly argued with one another, competed with one another. So much so, like I said, when you even look at the Olympics, you see constant competition. Well, Western polytheist mind saw nothing wrong with the multitude of contradictions that they call gods. What that must do to a man's conscience, when your concept of deity is argumentative, contentions, filled with debate, doubt, and even uncertainty. First command to the Hebrews, Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our Most High is one. Purity and completion offers one choice. Therefore, it says you must love. And that same concept of love in that context means also you must seek him. Do you have to compel someone to seek that which he loves? So you must love him, seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Nothing even of yourself being an obstacle. You must love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, seeking all that is his will, that you may love your brother, even as yourself. Everyone desires that everyone come to comprehension. Everyone is awakened to the same truth that my brothers and sisters before the Most High finally can be brought to bear what he has always desired as an offering of people consecrated, my brothers and sisters, unto him and him alone. And I find it amazing that though that has been what the Most High has always desired from the beginning, that now, my brothers and sisters, most would rather trust in their rulers with all their differences than believe the Most High has a reference point. It's amazing how much prophecy speaks to the one the Most High calls that reference point, the confirmed confirmer, the one with the seal of the living Yah. One of the scriptures calls the angel from the rising sun. At least that's the way they translate it in English. The word for angel, Malak. Same word for messenger. Same word for king. See, I saw an angel rising, ascending like the rising sun. Revelation 7:2, he says, he cried out with a loud voice to the angels, voice having authority, the four angels whom was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our Yah in their foreheads. He didn't say he would confirm or seal anyone else, my brothers and sisters, but those who seek to serve Yah, and the name of the Most High declares that Yah is all that he is. You seek to partialize his law, you have broken the covenant. You have broken the law. You have defied the lawmaker. Messiah said if you fall victim to those who in any way seek to deceive you against the law and the prophets, in any way, he said, you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. No man's lie is going to enter the kingdom, my brothers. He said you should in no case, in such case, enter. Matthew 5:14-24. He wants people who will be a light to the world, an invariant light, an example. I see scriptures, my brothers and sisters, saying again, Acts 3:18-23, Messiah is going to bring the restitution of all things, according to all that the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since the world began. Whoever will not hearken to this prophet, his testimony, will be cut off from among the people. Brothers and sisters, Messiah brings a testimony that is not after the confusion of this world. The gospel is not of this world. It's a word from on high, my brothers and sisters, that is above all the nations, and it will be a blessed, majestic, and beautiful thing. For the word of the Most High shall reign over all the nations. And my brothers and sisters, the Most High has set all nations under his feet as his footstool. Says how beautiful it would be in the day, my brothers and sisters. The dominion, the feet of him who publishes glad tidings, the whole word of Yah. But that word, my brothers and sisters, that perfect word unto agreement, perfect agreement, that alone is peace. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, truly, that most have not discerned. Scriptures speak again and again about the need in men overcome the world. I said they overcome the world. What's the nature of this world? Why did Messiah say, I make no request for the world? The nature of the world and worldliness is that this world has no autonomous, absolute, confirmed sense of reverence, point of reverence, reference after which men might revere the Most High. Everyone wants to make themselves a ruler. Nations competing one against another, claiming as to who is righteous, who is fair, who is just, who has authority. Brothers and sisters, that's a foolish competition. Most High has already declared from the very beginning an heir of his mountains. Isaiah 65. In Isaiah 65, it also speaks about those who, because they would not respect the heir. The scripture says of him, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spoke, you did not listen. Therefore, I'll number you to the sword. My people shall eat, and yours shall go forth hungry. And he said he called his own people by another name. How about, my brothers and sisters, the name that relates consecration of the Most High? Those who do listen, my brothers and sisters, to his sealing testimony, he will confirm and seal. There won't be, my brothers and sisters, those who are hearing the truth won't listen. But those, my brothers and sisters, who have reason enough that when they hear a true word, will confirm it. I find it amazing. So many believe that it is the churches who will prepare men for the coming of Messiah. Heaven help us. A multitude of contradictions preparing people for the will of one. Truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, that is Messiah who's going to expose all your churches, expose all your pastors, expose all your priests, expose all your kings, so that when he exposes them all with a word that he discerns better than all, when he exposes them all as in some way unrighteous, in some ways, my brothers and sisters, even avowed against the greater righteousness of Yah, soothsayers, fatal flatterers, won't teach you the whole truth. Say, when he exposes this Babylon, my brothers and sisters, that is the multitude of misrepresentation we see among the churches, then, my brothers and sisters, will men discern what it is to believe Yah. Same thing, my brothers and sisters, written in 1 Corinthians 4:5. The Messiah will come to reveal the hidden things, expose, if you will, the hidden things of darkness. How about even those who hide the truth from you? And said, and then in that day will men know how to praise in the same word there is for honor. Then will men know how to honor. Yeah. In other words, they will discern beyond all the multitudes of false standards, false gods, false ideas, false conscience. Deceive, misideals, and misopinions. Because, my brothers and sisters, it's not possible that the Most High would confirm a multitude of differing ideals as if they were all true to his contents. Simply is not possible. And it will not be so. Truth of the matter, he said he would seal those who, as the scriptures say, wash their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. Those who overcome the marks of the beast, overcome the standards of the nations who will not reason, was one. Think about it. You had a multitude of different nations. Why is it, my brothers and sisters, that we see so many differences? If men had truly been converted to believe the gospel, the power, the precepts of the Most High from on high, if men had believed the gospel, my brothers and sisters, they would have known to believe beyond all the misconceits of man. But I still see so many illusions today. The result of pagan intrusion amidst the churches. Polytheism even among so many who call themselves Hebrew Israelites. Because men want to call themselves Hebrew Israelites, though there's a, what? I remember a while back looking at the count, just for instance, in Atlanta, Georgia. Some 45, my brothers and sisters, and counting, about a year and a half ago, remember looking, our factions calling themselves Hebrew Israelites. In just the midst of Atlanta, Georgia alone. You think the Most High is pleased with these competing institutions? Competitive one against another because of business? But definitely not, my brothers and sisters, competitive in all things. Because the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, all the competition one against another, one thing they do have in common is they all stand against the pure and perfect truth the Most High would have his people to know. And it's sad, my brothers and sisters, that there's so much truth contained in the scriptures. Men thinking after these various rules, they're being taught all they need to know. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you there's so much scripture that so much scripture that is not being preached properly. I would dare say that of all that I've heard pastors preach my entire life, and believe me, I look with a lot more diligence than most. And I'm not saying this to be prideful. It's just, my brothers and sisters, sometimes in order to help people to see beyond, let's just say the frailties of what they believe, you have to examine their doctrine. And my brothers and sisters, I've looked at a lot of ways that people see this book. But I thank the Most High that before I began to examine, he had already shown the book to me. They talk about the morning, waking up morning and seeing scrolls before my eyes, even before I picked up a physical Bible. Seeing scrolls, the Most High explaining things. Thought I was going to write after this, such an awesome book. Till I picked up the book and found so many things the Most High told me already in it. But I thank the Most High for how he explained it. some of the biggest secrets in the whole book. It's an article on a website of mine called HiddenGospel.com. That's the name of the website. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's a fairly rapid read for those who are apt. It's an article there called The Secret City Prophecies. I have to ask the question, why is it that the rulers, by and large, have not taught you about the city the Most High said that from which he would expose the rudiments of lies of a whole world? How would he do it? Scripture says in Zephaniah 2:15 through 3 and 6 in particular, that Messiah himself is in the midst of that city, and he would speak to the people, but they would not listen, therefore to prove all the varying standards of men to be in so many ways folly. Scripture says that city would be destroyed. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that city would be destroyed. And Isaiah 25 says in the destruction of that city as a plan the Most High formed long ago. He said he'd bring it to bear with perfect faithfulness, and then all the ruthless nations shall praise Yah. And the people shall say, when they see all the veil, the covering of lies, has blinded the people among all the nations, finally removed, the veil pierced. Scripture says men would ultimately say in essence, behold, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We will rejoice and be made glad in his salvation. In other words, men will finally see beyond all the multitude of mass misrepresentations. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, if you were taught rightly, you would understand the scriptures do not relate. And all these various churches bear the confirming seal of Yah. In fact, my brothers and sisters, those who do will bear that seal are those who exceed all the churches, all the denominations, all the nations of this entire world. Because Messiah himself, according to Isaiah 50, comes saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching that I should not turn back the evil way, nor be rebellious, but declare a word to the weary. How about those, my brothers and sisters, who have forgotten some very, very much so, very powerful and very preciously important premises that must be remembered for a man to be saved? In fact, my brothers and sisters, I said, no man is complete without them. No man can be confirmed steadfast before the Most High without these truths. I said on my website, there's an article called Secret City Prophecies. You need to understand the things the scripture said in advance your leaders wouldn't tell you lest they expose themselves in their treacherous negligence. You need to check out that article on my website called Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation. What was it, my brothers and sisters, that caused men to come out from the various worldly nations, denominations? Yes, my brothers and sisters, I want you to understand. Belief in Messiah was not part of the status quo, never has been, still is not. Those, my brothers and sisters, who are the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, and Essenes, those who have all the varying different doctrines among the nations were not counted among believers. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be a shock to a lot of people when the Messiah is appearing. Yes, you got a lot of different denominations out here. A lot of different denominations out here, my brothers and sisters, more than can be easily counted. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, this might sound like a shock to a lot of people. A lot of people might resent that I say this to you. But I'm telling you, Messiah will not sanction as believers any of the Catholic, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Anglican, Apostolic. Whew, heaven help us. How many they got out here? Lutheran, Wesleyan, Mormon, Presbyterian. My brother says there's so many different denominations out here that are beyond numbers to count. Pentecostal, Assembly of God, hey, Church of Christ, Seventh-day Adventists. They got so many doggone denominations out here, it's unbelievable. Jehovah's Witnesses. He's not going to sanction any of them as having truly believed him. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, among all these denominations, how many have understood the secret that is at Revelation in the 22nd chapter? He said, didn't say that they were welcome who would add or take away anything from the precepts of his word. He did not say anyone was welcome, my brothers and sisters, who would not seek and guard and maintain and defend all that is his word and conscience, true to what he declared from the beginning. He said, I'm the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the irrevocable, constant word. And all these divisions among us, my brothers and sisters, have not been the result of a restoration, but man moving farther and farther and farther away from the truth. He said his testimony is that the works of this world are evil. It means various testimonies of this world demand reproof. In fact, he said, in Isaiah 48, concerning a people who sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in rights, that the Most High is not and will not give his glorious name to another. He says people must be refined, my brothers and sisters. And he asks, who is there among you who can discern these things? Most High has called him that he may do what the Most High intends against Babylon, to expose all these misconceits. He said in Revelation 22 that he is the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. He said Yeshua has sent forth this testimony that should be taught in all the churches. But have they taught you who it is, my brothers and sisters, called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star? Did they tell you that Zechariah 3:8 and Zechariah 6:12, the word they put down there for branch is also the same for one called sunrise or the rising sun? What is the morning star that casts out all the darkness, that puts all that seems to be light in the night to shame? What star is it, my brothers and sisters? What light is it, if you will? It shows so much of what men had called light to only be variations of the darkness. The scripture says he arises like the rising sun. The exceeding light, the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that puts so much of what men call wise to open shame. Scripture says in Isaiah 44, he comes to prove foolish the wisdom that men call wise, because men have not discerned that so much of what they trusted has been falsehood. Talking about Isaiah 44:20-45:6. He comes as a shepherd to his people. He will not take a bribe. He will not turn back. He will set Jerusalem, a city of peace, upon a firm foundation. Most High before him will make all the crooked places straight, high places low, all the obstacles low, and the pits into which men must fall. Men have fallen, my brothers and sisters. Be filled up level. The men say, see straightway. The discernment, brothers, is the goal, the righteousness, acceptable righteousness of the eye. Scripture says, Most High would clear the way, that he see beyond all the illusions, that my brothers and sisters, he show others. The same one that's called, my brothers and sisters, the angel from the rising sun, is a title called King of the one called King of the East. I said singular, King of the East at Revelation 16:16-12. Same one before at Isaiah 44 that he said he would dry up the rivers, the mindscapes of all the rulers. Expose them, my brothers and sisters, that men transcend those who would seek to enslave a mind, something nobody has right to do. Scripture speaks of him, my brothers and sisters, and talks about a great earthquake at a city. Same thing we find in Revelation 6:12. Kings running for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb, and him who sits upon the throne. Isaiah 24 calls them all treacherous rulers. Rulers that have dealt with the people very treacherously, but they have not understood this mystery. They put in your King James Version, the people will say, my leanness, my leanness. My brothers and sisters, in the Aramaic, it says, woe unto me, woe to me, it was a mystery to me. In other words, people are not filled with the truth, or filled with the Holy Spirit, or the testimony of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, in so many ways, have been filled with lies. But they trusted in leaders who have dealt with them very, very treacherously, not to discern the sudden arising of the truth. Because when the scripture says he comes suddenly like the rising sun, it means, my brothers and sisters, he comes with a word. He comes in a manner that the people have not expected. Isaiah 45. Well, how about going back a little bit? Isaiah 41:25. They put down it comes from the north and the rising sun, but the word siphon is the same word, my brothers and sisters. It relates the concept of someone who comes suddenly, who is hidden to the ordinary conscience of man. He said, the princes, the rulers of the nation, the precepts after which rulers have ruled, be trodden down like martyrs, the potter treads clay. He says he comes suddenly as a thief in the night. Same thing is said in Revelation 16 and 12. He says he comes suddenly as a thief. Blessed they will keep their garments, that they do not walk naked, and men see their shame. Scripture says in Isaiah, well, maybe we need to go back to Malachi. Malachi says that let no man, talking to the priests, reprove them all. Let no man seek to hide his iniquity, his injustice, his false doctrine under the cover of his so-called priestly garment. For the rulers, my brothers and sisters, have told men that after every one of their evil ways, they are somehow acceptable for the Most High, that he delights in such. Well, Scripture says Messiah is going to be sent as a messenger of the covenant. It says he reprove all the sons of Levi. How about all the priests, pastors, kings? Just like it said in Isaiah 41, they who wait for him should renew their strength. It says he is the one for whom you should seek, the Lord whom you should seek, one for whom you should be waiting. Say, this is one for whom we have waited. What Scripture says he does in Isaiah 4:25? He casts aside the veil of lies that have blinded all the nations. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he exposes all the false rulers. Because let me tell you something. 45,000 denominations. I want you to think about this. In 2 Thessalonians, it talks about how Messiah must come to expose all the wicked, which he said in 14 and 5, Isaiah is the scepter of the rulers. He must expose all the wicked because there's been intrusions against the sanctity of what should be taught in the churches. Intrusions of the principalities and powers that men have not come out of the world but have gone in to be entertained, fatally flattered and seduced by the worldly. By those, my brothers and sisters, who have no absolute respect for Yah, who sit right there in the midst of your churches, right in the midst of your temples, presiding as if they were godly men, causing men to prefer unrighteousness, less than the fullness of what is divine will. Having no great love of the truth, if you told them the truth, they despise it because they've come to love the false traditions taught in the midst of it. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. It says those who believe this pretense, this lie, did not say they would be saved, say they would be damned. So you need to understand why he said watch out for false prophets. Why he said that the path few find it. You got so many teaching false, fallen, foolish, fleshly, selfishly conceited, partial, polluted word. My brothers and sisters, not after the spirit that teaches all things. Therefore, they are false prophets, causing men to call upon the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. He said, not everyone who cries out to him, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom, but he who does the will of his Father. Oh, my brothers and sisters, it is those who understand the word that stand upon a strong foundation. He said, many will come to him in that day. Did we not in your name preach, prophesy, cast out illusions, do many wonderful, i.e. inspired works? My Messiah will basically say, keep away from me, you who work iniquity. In other words, get the point. You didn't get any of that from me. What it means, my brothers and sisters, that by no means will the Most High sanction, confirm, seal any of the misillusions of man. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Well, a multitude of differing ideas is not faith. To discern beyond all the illusions, my brothers and sisters, then a gift from Yah. It's not after what you hear from men, but what you hear from Yah that will determine the difference. Messiah said himself, there's many things I long to tell you. 16th chapter of Yohanan and John. So many things I love to tell you, talk to this disciple before the anointing of the Holy Spirit, they were anointed with the Holy Spirit. He said, many things I long to tell you. He said, but you cannot grasp them yet, receive them yet. So the Holy Spirit, the confirmer, the comforter. The Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, which teaches them not only what is said, but why it is said, that all the people might agree as one. He Spirit. And many things I long to tell you, but you cannot grasp them yet, but the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. Do men actually believe that after carnal mind they discern rightly all the things the Most High has spoken? Hey, I remember scriptures like those in 1 Corinthians where it says, there's strife and divisions, differences of opinion, divisions among us, not after the true name of the Most High, the confirming seal of the Most High, it says, because men are functioning carnally, and not after the Spirit of Yah. So it's rather obvious when we understand that since the apostle was reproving the church at the time he was saying this, he said, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. 1 Corinthians 1:10. And by no means is the Most High going to sanction all the differences that men have called faith. Our brothers and sisters, these differences are not of a word from Yah. They are the misconceits of man. He says, come out of her, O my people. He's talking about the Babylon, my brothers and sisters, that, quite frankly, are not a matter of men coming out of the world, but sanctioning the things that are in it. What do you think Rome did when they talked about the Roman Catholic Church? An institution of man saying it's going to bring people out of the world. An institution of the world that said it's going to bring people out of the world. Preserving all, as the scripture says in Romans, and what about Revelation 13? Preserving all the false precepts of the murderous beast that was before it. Speaking false words, propaganda, that those who would seek to uphold the truth would be killed. What do you think Rome was doing in that murderous time they called the Great Tribulation, following at the times of the fall of Jerusalem and beyond for the next few centuries? Those murderous times, Most High said that if they were not shortened, no flesh would be preserved. No elect flesh would be
90
preserved.
Seconds.
All my brothers and sisters, it's time to discern the truth. He said after that time has come a rise of false prophets, men not speaking the whole truth. And it didn't say that all these things would be resolved till Messiah himself comes. How is it then, my brothers and sisters, that men have believed upon a faulty foundation that they could grow into fully what the Most High calls maturation, what the Most High fully calls steadfast? I've said it before,
seconds.
The scriptures are openly saying, those who know to wait for him who will reprove all, they are the ones, my brothers and sisters, who should be renewed in strength. It didn't say after anyone else. They who believe in the one who must come to reprove all, my brothers and sisters, he said he would give to them power, strength, to be redeemed, my brothers and sisters, as the sons of Yah. But he said he would write his laws upon the minds and hearts of his people, that they be his people, redeemed from all those, my brothers and sisters, who would not teach you what you should have known. So I want to tell you what Most High told me. He told me I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. I can only thank him, but thank the Most High. Thank him for every year that he brings near.
10 seconds.
That I might perform what that which the Most High told me that I must. And under his might and his honor and his glory always, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah! Thank you all again, my brothers and sisters, for listening. But you cannot begin to revere the Most High as he is till you realize the whole world is in need of reproof. For if you think this is not the case, you have not been prepared to be disciplined with humility before him when the Most High says, comes to preach the gospel, the word from on high. For he said, what, my brothers and sisters? Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Those already self-righteous and think they know. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, the Most High has a plan to destroy Babylon, to destroy this confusion, all this misrepresentation. Then will men know how to believe him.